If you're someone who has been through narcissistic abuse, you need to be aware of a couple of things as you start your healing journey. Now that the terms and the whole phenomena of narcissistic abuse is getting more traction, is getting more, and there is more awareness, and people are creating more awareness about it, there is a chance that there are people out there who offer quick solutions, quick fixes to the problems, to the complexities of the trauma. In this video, my focus is not to personally attack someone or target someone, but the thing is, I would like to talk about the, you know, how complex the whole situation is and how complex the impact of narcissistic abuse is, and why there is not a quick fix, a quick solution out there that really resets you and kind of acts like a magical wand and takes your pain away. The thing is, as you are narcissistically abused, the trauma that you get from that is very complex. Someone who has been narcissistically abused does not fall under the category of having post-traumatic stress disorder. Rather, they fall under the category of having complex post-traumatic stress disorder, which in its own means the complex and multi-dimensional alterations in a person's personality at various levels. What I mean by that is that when you are traumatized for years, for months, for thousands of hours continuously, there are some deep psychological changes that happen within you. And it's not just psychological changes, there are biological changes, there are emotional changes. There are alterations that happen to help you survive the situation in which you are in, which is, of course, the situation you faced with a narcissist. But when you leave that situation, those alterations, they are like the armor that you no longer need and need to put it down. But it's like, I'm using a metaphor here, of course. Technically speaking, the armor, the alterations are so deep and so complex that there is no one quick solution out there that can fix it, that can claim to fix it, that can reset it. Healing is a multidimensional process that needs addressal at various levels, and many aspects of you need the addressal. It needs the expertise, it needs the experience, and it needs the understanding the whole subject, you know, very deeply to be able to help someone to heal. So if someone offers you like a quick solution, a quick fix to your problems, to the traumas that you have been through to help you heal, then let me tell you that regardless of what they tell you, you are being lied to, because there is no one solution out there that can fix the whole problem. And there is no one way. It's not like that my way is the only way. There are so many ways. And it is you who has to find the compatibility, which way works for you specifically. So considering the complexity and the chronic nature of the trauma that a person goes through as they go through narcissistic abuse, one must understand that their healing journey is going to be a very long one, a complex one, and it will take time. It will take time to be able to restore at all fundamental levels. Yet at the same time, I would like to point something out, that regardless of how chronic the trauma was for you, there is a possibility of, it is very much possible to find the stability again, the stability that a person loses in such a relationship. When I say stability, I mean regulating all the dysregulated biological rhythms. Biological rhythms include insomnia or disturbed sleep patterns, disturbed eating patterns, concentration, being able to focus, exercise, and all the stuff that has to do with being able to stay in a regulated body. Now, that being said, after that has happened, it takes time to heal the core wound. It doesn't happen overnight or just in a couple of days or even months. If someone offers you that kind of solution, let me tell you that you are being lied to. I hope this has helped you to understand the complexity of the situation, and I'll talk with you very soon. Till then, let the healing begin.